This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Reasonable restrictions on abortion are allowed, according to court rulings. Yet without apparently ruling on the law's reasonableness, a federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, instead simply declared that the state of North Carolina has taken sides in the abortion debate. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a law giving women a view of their child's ultrasound and mandating a waiting period. Hillary Clinton's possible presidential campaign continues to look very pro-abortion. All those vying to run her campaign are strong pro-abortion supporters. Earlier this year, Clinton said that to be pro-woman is to be pro-abortion. Pro-life advocates fear the worst as Canadian medical societies anticipate court rulings decriminalizing assisted suicide. What they fear is what suicide advocates in other countries will not be telling Canadian doctors, things like elder care patients persuaded into suicide, or legal suicide for depressed patients like the one who was repulsed by the results of an elective surgery, or another suffering the effects of sexual abuse. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Washington State's chain of Cedar River abortion clinics is now advertising that they offer bereavement resources and grief counseling. A local pro-life advocate comments on the obvious loss of a child as reason for such grief. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.